This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And this really is a great day. It's Independence Day. It's the world turned upside down. That was the old British ballad that the British played when they surrendered to the Americans. And Americans were able to take the outsiders and throw them out of the country, send them back to Britain. And today it's Independence Day, not because we're about to celebrate the 4th of July, but because finally, the Battle of Capitol Hill has been won by the good guys, meaning the forces of order, sanity, decency, law, that the police are back in their East Precinct station. It's, of course, absurd that it took 3 weeks to do this, but we should be grateful that it happened. We should also be grateful for a terrific Supreme Court decision yesterday. And it was a decision written by Chief Justice John Roberts. Lots of people want to jump all over Roberts because he voted with the other side, as it's called, on the Supreme Court and a couple of other decisions involving DACA and involving the expansion of so-called gay rights. This is a decision having to do with the right of free exercise of religion. And the decision is very consequential. It's going to have a direct impact on a lot of people who are listening to me right now. And we will get to that. We will also be speaking with an environmental activist for 30 years who now believes that the movement environmental alarmism, the talk about the end of the world coming up, is doing profound damage to our country and to the cause of environmentalism. We'll be speaking to Michael Schellenberger, the author of Apocalypse Never, coming up on the Medved Show. And on the Biden campaign trail, he comes out of the basement, no more hiding Biden, and he actually does a little bit of a press conference. And he's asked a very painful, cringe-inducing question. Wait till you hear his answer. It's a question about whether he has been tested for his cognitive degeneration, which President Trump delights in pointing out. We'll also bring you the very latest in what President Trump calls the latest Russia hoax. And is it truly a hoax? Or is there reason to believe that horribly the Russian government was paying money for Afghan irregulars, Taliban aligned people, to actually kill Americans? And that the president was briefed on this, at least according to some sources, at least 2 months ago, and has done nothing about it. We will get to that issue as well on an extraordinarily busy day on the Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. First up, the great news from Seattle, the end of CHOP. Cairo 7 News in Seattle reported at what began to happen at 5 a.m. this morning. Listen.
It is now 5:31. If you're just waking up and joining us here on Cairo 7, we want to bring you up to speed on what has happened just in the last half an hour. A lot of moving parts here. We got word that Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan issued an executive order to clear out that Capitol Hill occupied protest zone, now known as CHOP. You may recall it started out as the autonomous zone there on Capitol Hill, where they took over a few blocks and then police left the East Police precinct there. That has been a goal of Chief Carmen Best, police chief. She has wanted to get back in that police precinct. Then fast forward to this morning, after weeks of demonstrations and protests there on Capitol Hill, We had Seattle police show up this morning just at 5 a.m. in mass, as you see from our live pictures here from photojournalist Brian Dorflinger, ordered by the mayor to clear out CHOP. So that is what's happening. Our last word from our newsroom is that 10 people have been arrested there in the CHOP zone, and they are being told they will be arrested if they don't leave.
Okay, the arrests have gone up from 10 to at least 13. And the entire operation seems to have gone off without a hitch. Why? Well, a reporter in the area of CHOP talked about the police presence. Listen.
Police officers just showed up even more en masse to this area, and now they are blocking, standing right there at 13th and Pine, blocking entrance to that CHOP area. They just took down a sign. You can see that sign. It says local access only. There was a big CHOP sign that was draped over it, and they have removed that. There must be at least 50 officers outside of the CHOP area. I just spoke with Chief Best, and I asked her how many officers were out here. They said they weren't discussing tactical responses. At this time, I asked, would dozens be safe? And she said, oh, absolutely, that would be safe to say. And so I asked, are there more than 100 officers? And they, declined to comment on the specific number of officers. But there is a large show of a police force out here, and they are working to remove protesters now physically, arrest them and remove them from this area.
Okay, and this is all for the good. I mean, isn't it? And why did it take this long? Remember when the mayor said that this was the summer of love? It ended up being a short summer. And there are lots of people who talk about what the real summer of love involved. The real summer of love came before Woodstock. It wasn't Woodstock. Woodstock was 2 years later. Summer of love was 1967. Summer of love was Altamont. And Altamont, or also known as Altamont Raceway, was a rock festival that featured the Rolling Stones, and people were actually killed. And people have been actually killed because of this CHOP chaos. Yes, black people who have been killed by people who have not been apprehended because the police haven't been allowed to work. Look, when you actually watch the video here of what happened this morning, God bless our police officers. And it looks like it was a very highly professional, completely successful operation that, of course, should have happened at least 2 weeks ago, if not more. Really, really, really. And now, finally, concerning the Chopsters, we can sing a song we've all been waiting to sing. Sounds like this.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy
okay, and that's the problem, is the possibility of meeting again. And this is clip 12C, Jeremy. Carmen Best, the police chief, who was at her best this morning, was asked that crucial question. What do you do if the Chopsters come back or if they hit another neighborhood in the city? Listen to the chief of police.
Chief, what do you do to keep them from coming back to the East Precinct or even going to the West Precinct and surrounding that area?
Well, in terms of the East Precinct, the mayor's order makes it clear that this area is off limits at this time, and so no one should be in the area, and we'll be enforcing that fully. We have no other threats to any other facility at this time, but clearly, we'll be having additional staffing in all of our areas.
Okay, she earlier said that the entire action this morning was based on an executive order. Listen, and in just a moment, we look, this is a very serious thing, and it's a serious victory. I also want to talk about the serious victory in the Supreme Court of the United States. We will also talk about, well, a setback in Boston. Yeah, they voted, the Arts Commission, to remove that Lincoln statue. Why is that such a horrendously stupid idea? And Joe Biden has actually spoken out on statues, finally. We'll get to that and more, all coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ach.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Something to celebrate, really to celebrate for this Independence Day coming up, which is the end of CHOP, It is a reminder, I think, and a powerful reminder to everybody how much we owe to people in law enforcement, how much we need the cops, how much everything, prosperity, personal security, just the basic amenities of life are dependent on some kind of police protection. And what's fascinating, there's a smartphone video that was taken at the moment this morning when the chief herself, Carmen Best, actually re-entered in triumph after the battle of Capitol Hill. And it wasn't like the Battle of Bunker Hill. The Battle of Bunker Hill was bloody. This was actually relatively peaceful and effortless. It just took some kind of an exertion of something like leadership and will and decisiveness. It sounded like this as the chief re-entered the precinct station where the police are now, right now, as we're speaking, cleaning things up, setting things up. They're back in business. And here's what it sounded like.
I just around the board. Hey, I just wanted to thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the police, a member of the Seattle Police Department, long-suffering Seattle Police Department, saying, we got it back. And then afterward, Chief Best gave this in the press conference talking about what she was acting upon. Listen.
Under an executive order from Mayor Durkan, the Seattle Police Department was among the first of the city agencies to enter this area today. Our job was to vacate the area and issue dispersal orders. This order and our police response comes after weeks of violence in and around the Capitol Hill occupied protest zone, including multiple shootings resulting in many injuries and two deaths, death of two teenagers. At this point, we've had at least 13 arrests. I don't have the specifics on all of the arrests. My plan is to update all of you with more information as it becomes available later today.
Okay, and let's hope they get to work and make some success in finding out the source of the two homicides and the rest of the shootings. She makes a point about supporting peaceful protest. But that was not this. Listen.
I want to reiterate what I have said. I support peaceful demonstrations. Black Lives Matter. And I, too, want to help propel this movement forward toward meaningful exchange in our community and meaningful change in our community. But enough is enough. Our job is to protect and to serve the community. Our job is to support peaceful demonstrations. But what has happened here on these streets over the last few weeks, that is lawless and it's brutal. And bottom line, it is simply unacceptable. I will continue to work with our Community Police Commission, our Office of Police Accountability, and our Office of Inspector General, and all of our community partners and city leaders to encourage peace and move forward with how to re-envision public safety in our city.
Okay, Chief Best has handled this as well as she possibly could, given the leadership of the mayor that she serves under. And she won't criticize the mayor, and of course she shouldn't. She's still working at this job. But there are a number of people who now are mentioning Carmen Best as a future political leader, not just as a police chief. I mean, right now one of the most prominent Black women in America is Val Demings, who was police chief in Orlando, Florida, and is one of the two leading candidates right now, along with Kamala Harris, to be Vice President Biden's running mate. And could Carmen Best have a political future in Seattle and in the state of Washington? Absolutely. Why? Because there's so little sympathy for the morons who do things, well, this is now in the rearview mirror. This is yesterday, actually. But there was a police line that was established, one of the protesters saw fit to express her opinions, I think enthusiastically would be the way to say it. She was masked, of course. And she was expressing her opinions about the line of police officers in front of her. And listen to the sweet and wonderful job of persuasion that she's doing. Listen.
Why aren't you wearing your mask in the middle of a pandemic? Why don't you care about people's lives? Did you know that if you wear your mask and I wear my mask, it protects both of us? That I'm the only one protecting you and you and you and you and you and you? You're wearing a mask, but not over your mouth. No, thank you for wearing your mask in the middle of a pandemic, sir. Thank you for wearing your mask.
Multiple shootings, knifings, which also occurred, people basically destroying property, including city property, and making businesses inoperable, making the streets impassable. I mean, one of the things this morning before they cleared out this nonsense, there was a piece in the Seattle Times about the ballet of the barricades. In other words, they finally had city workers who came up and were able, without being pelted by bricks and bottles and Molotov cocktails, to remove some of the barricades that had demarcated CHOP, which used to be called the Autonomous Zone. And they took out the barricades, and then the people put up new barricades. Well, they're gone. At the official liberation hour was apparently 6:59 a.m., that's Pacific time. Then you'll know where you were. It's like VE Day. VE here is for East Precinct. Meanwhile, we'll talk about another victory and a setback, both of them involving decisions about free exercise of religion and free expression of ideas. We will get to that and to more on the Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is thrilled about a new trade deal that takes effect today. Perdue saying the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will bring jobs back to the United States.
This is good for the whole economy. This will bring jobs back to the United States. And I think as we see this pandemic, we understand the need for onshoring many other jobs in critical industries as well. That's where President Trump wants us to head.
A federal judge struck down a key part of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown framework late Tuesday, ruling that Homeland Security cut too many corners when it tried to block asylum seekers from picking and choosing which country they settle in. Known as the third country rule, it was intended to prevent Central Americans from crossing Mexico, where they could have claimed asylum in order to reach the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show. I think that a lot of conservatives have been frustrated recently with the Supreme Court, and particularly with Chief Justice John Roberts. He voted for reasons that are completely, it seems to me, inexplicable and illogical. He voted with the majority. It was a 6-3 decision on claiming that the Civil Rights Bill of 1964. Which there's no evidence to support at all, actually meant that when it said you won't discriminate based upon sex, it also included sexual orientation and gender, which is not what the bill intended and not what Congress has ever voted to do on a national basis. Well, now they don't have to because the Supreme Court just did that piece of legislation. And Neil Gorsuch voted wrong on that one, too. And then there was the issue of DACA, where basically the Supreme Court did not say that either Obama had done the right thing or Trump had done the right thing. But basically what they said is, look, this is back in limbo. And if the Trump administration wants to somehow go ahead and cancel the DACA program, which they've issued an executive order to do, they have to find better reasons for it. Okay, that was also considered a setback for the Trump administration. But a big victory for conservatives of every stripe was declared yesterday. As the Wall Street Journal reports, the Supreme Court ruled that states cannot exclude church schools from programs benefiting their private, non-sectarian counterparts, bolstering a conservative push that could bring, will bring, I would add, more public funding to religious education. Now, here is the story. They had a program in Montana, and the program allowed people to contribute tax-deductible funds to a scholarship fund to help kids attend private school, who wanted to attend private school. And that program in Montana was actually based upon an amendment that had been passed in Montana years and years ago. They said, well, you can go ahead and use this money to attend private schools, but not private religious schools. And they said, therefore, we're declaring the whole program illegitimate. In other words, it's a very complicated thing, but the Supreme Court in Montana declared the whole program didn't work. So, meanwhile, a woman who wanted to use these scholarship funds that people had donated to send her daughters to religious schools, actually a non-denominational Christian school, that woman sued. And she won her suit yesterday. And here is the very simple, very direct, very understandable, and very logical way that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, joined by Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh, that majority held the following. A state need not subsidize private education. In other words, there's no declaration. This court is not saying you have to support private education. If the state wants to, you can say no, money only for public schools. But a state need not subsidize private education. But once a state decides to do so, it cannot disqualify some private schools solely because they are religious. Okay, that's about as direct as it can possibly be. And it's enormously important. The court's conservative majority, the journal writes, is sympathetic toward religious claims. And its decisions have expanded religious expression in the public sphere and increased the eligibility of religious organizations for taxpayer support. Now, they had no real good argument against it, the liberal justices, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer and Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. And to show that they had no real argument against it, they had three different dissents, dissenting on different reasons. On 2015, the Montana legislature had enacted this program providing up to $150, and that was all, in tax credit for donations to scholarship funds supporting students attending private schools. And in setting up the program initially, the state excluded religious schools, citing a provision in the Montana Constitution that prohibits state aid to schools controlled in whole or in part by any church, sect, or denomination. Now, that's part of what were called Blaine Amendments. And this goes back in American history to the 1870s, where there's a great deal of anti-Catholic sentiment. And President Grant actually got involved with this. People were very, very opposed to Catholic parochial schools. And they saw them as a great threat to public education. And generally, a lot of Protestant clergy saw Catholicism as a threat to America. And Justice Alito, in his concurring opinion, saying, no, you cannot exclude religious schools if you're doing other private schools, he actually referred to some of this history of anti-Catholic prejudice. And I think it is important for people to know about that and to put that in context. Chief Justice Roberts wrote, the issue wasn't whether religious and secular schools were treated equally. He said, quote, the question for this court is whether the free exercise clause precluded the Montana Supreme Court from applying Montana's no aid provision to bar religious schools from the scholarship program. The answer is yes, he wrote, overturning the Montana court decision and implicitly reinstating the scholarship program. Now, there are going to be scholarship programs like this across the country because the people of America want it. And this is going to be a great issue, by the way, for President Trump in this election, and frankly for all Republicans, because I think that this decision is very popular. It is easily understandable, well decided, and it could have a very real impact on the Senate race. Let me tell you why. Governor Steve Bullock, who is the governor of Montana, was one of the people who had put together this particular program of aiding private schools, but excluding any religious schools. And he said, I'm disappointed in today's decision and will continue the fight for public education in Montana. Look, I think that there are enough Christians in Montana, there are enough people of faith, there are enough people who want to preserve an alternative for people to send their kids to religious schools if they want to. If you're going to support secular private schools, you have to support religious private schools as well. That is what the court is saying. Now, if Steve Bullock, who is running for Senate, and this is one of those key Senate races that the Democrats had been meaning to pick up, if he actually continues to criticize the court's decision, as he has, and to take this position against choice in education, I think that's a very, very effective issue for Steve Daines, who is the Republican incumbent, to use to beat his challenger. So a very eventful court decision. Now, there was another decision in another part of the country. Not in Washington, D.C., of course, where the Supreme Court meets. This is from Boston, where the Boston Arts Commission unanimously voted yesterday to take down the Emancipation Memorial. Now, what's the problem with the Emancipation Memorial? This, by the way, is the same statue. In Boston, they put a copy of the statue that had been installed in Lincoln Park in Washington, D.C., where demonstrators have threatened to tear it down. So what does Joe Biden have to say about this kind of effort? Not nearly enough. We'll tell you on what basis they're taking the statue down in Boston and want to take down the one in Washington, coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, I mentioned that Joe Biden had spoken out at least a little bit about this issue of attacking, dismantling, moving, decommissioning, sometimes literally destroying statues. And yesterday he did his first press conference. He answered questions for about 20 minutes, and he did. He answered them fairly briskly and directly, no long, rambling, totally incoherent answers. But on this one, what he failed to do is to make the obvious distinction, it seems to me, that every public figure ought to make, which is, first of all, you make a distinction on how. In other words, okay, if you don't like a statue, you go through a process, you go to the legal authorities, you go to the city council, you go to the state legislature, or you go to the arts commission, or whoever is responsible, and you make your case, and you try to persuade them. You don't take the law into your own hands and start smashing things. That's called vandalism, it's called law-breaking, it's called destruction of property, it's called mob rule, utterly unacceptable. Now, Joe Biden could have said that as directly and clearly as I did just now, but he didn't. He drew a distinction, the New York Times reports, between figures such as George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, both American presidents who owned slaves, and those who had committed treason, and they put treason in quotes, and were trying to take down a union to keep slavery. That's also in quotes. That's what Biden said. He said Confederate monuments, for example, don't belong in public places, but other monuments and statues, like the Jefferson Memorial, serve more as a remembrance, he said, and should be protected. Okay, he's right, of course, but the distinction really can be drawn much more clearly and firmly, as it was in a great article, a great piece, by Sean Wilentz of Princeton University. And Professor Wilentz, who's an eminent historian, said, look, the question you have to ask about any monument is, what's the purpose of it? Why was it put up? What is it set there to honor? What does it want to remind us of? What's the message it's sending? And it's really very tough to say that there's a message of a statue of Jefferson Davis other than, hooray for the South, a lost cause, the wrong side won in the Civil War. And boy, they did something noble and wonderful and glorious to secede from the Union and cause the death of, in the South, it literally was 1 out of 10 adult males who died. This is an unbelievable thing. Okay, now this Lincoln statue. When you talk about removing a statue, it's a statue of Lincoln. It says on the base, emancipation. And it shows a slave who has just broken his chains. And it looks like he broke the chains himself because it doesn't show Lincoln breaking them. Lincoln is standing over the slave, welcoming him. It looks like he's about to put his hand on his shoulder. This is no social distancing here. And the slave is in the process of getting up. And this is a point that Alan Guelzo, who's another professor at Princeton, actually, Alan Guelzo has a great piece about the history of this particular statue. Because what they're removing, what they voted, the Arts Commission voted to remove it in Boston. And that was actually a copy of a statue that was originally placed in Washington, D.C. Here's what Professor Guelzo says. He says, Lincoln stands but does not rule. The young man, meaning the young black man who apparently is meant to be a slave, gazes somewhere far beyond Lincoln or any cues Lincoln might be giving. In fact, Lincoln seems to stand back as though in mingled amazement and appreciation of this new apparition, a free black man. At the base of the figures is a single word, emancipation. He writes, the creation of the statue was an unlikely intersection of two unrelated movements, both originating in the news of Lincoln's assassination. Charlotte Scott, who was born enslaved, labored in Covington, Virginia, for the family of Dr. William Rucker, which ultimately freed her and began paying her wages. Lincoln's assassination deeply moved her. Quote, she said, this is a former slave, Mr. Lincoln was our best friend, and I will give $5 of my wages toward erecting a monument in his memory. In short order, the fundraising came to the attention of James Yeatman, president of the Western branch of the U.S. Sanitary Commission in St. Louis. He sought donations exclusively from freedmen. It was paid for, this statue, only by black people who had been liberated from slavery, and especially soldiers who had fought for their own freedom. And they collected over $16,000 by the end of the year. Okay, that's the background of this statue. And see, what drives me crazy about this, okay, they voted unanimously, the Arts Commission in Boston, to remove the statue. They haven't scheduled its removal yet. But it's outrageous. It's based upon one guy who found it offensive because it showed a black man emerging from slavery. Here's the crazy thing. Right now you have the 1619 Project. You have this entire national movement. And the movement is based upon, hey, we need to have more emphasis on slavery. We need to know about slavery. And I think that's true, by the way. I think that for too long, American history hasn't downplayed or ignored the crime of slavery. But I think giving attention to it is terrific. So what is wrong with a statue that shows a slave escaping from slavery, getting up on his feet, and being welcomed by Abraham Lincoln, who, by the way, was indispensable to this whole process? It is a folly. How are you going to increase public awareness of our history and the history of slavery and liberation if you're going to be tearing down every statue that highlights it? And here you have a statue in Washington that's controversial, and then the same statue reproduced in Boston, and they're supposed to be coming down. The mayor of Boston, liberal Democrat Marty Walsh, says, as we continue our work to make Boston a more equitable and just city, it's important that we look at the stories being told by the public art in all our neighborhoods. After engaging in a public process, it's clear that residents and visitors to Boston have been uncomfortable with this statue. and its reductive representation of the black man's role in the abolitionist movement. I fully support the Boston Arts Commission's decision for removal and thank them for their work. I mean, the black community didn't have that much ability in the abolitionist movement because most of the black community in America at the time was enslaved. And the truth of the matter is that this actually was funded by and created by Frederick Douglass himself, the greatest of the black abolitionists by far. Frederick Douglass himself spoke at the dedication of this statue of emancipation in 1876 when it was commemorated. This is an outrageous thing. There's also this, speaking of outrageous things, this came in from Rick in Corvallis, Oregon. And he says, the Oregon eviction ban just extended to September 30th, 2020 by Governor Kate Brown. Tenants have 6 months to repay back rent. Landlords cannot report to credit agencies or charge late fees for non-payment of rent or utilities or charge late fees. Landlords cannot evict or even threaten to evict without cause through September 30th, 2020. I am torn by this law, he says. On the one hand, as a renter, I'm relieved. On the other hand, as a conservative, I firmly believe this law by the state will be devastating to landlords who I know are generally decent, hardworking people. The outcome of this law will result in an increase in bankruptcies by landlords and a steep reduction in new housing development, which will hurt mostly poor people, the very people this law is intending to help. What say you? I say, Rick, you're entirely correct. You're correct without any shadow of a doubt. The idea of wanting affordable housing as part of the social justice movement, yes, it's appropriate. We should have affordable housing. But how do you expect people to put up affordable housing and then pay their bills for what they just spent in constructing that housing if they're not allowed to evict people who are unable to pay rent? And here, if the governor is saying, no, you can't possibly evict people, they have laws like this in Seattle, of course, and Washington State's been doing its own business. They're not saying that the state of Oregon is going to pay for the landlord. So how do they pay their mortgages? How do they pay their bills? That is, of course, not supposed to be addressed because they think all landlords are greedy, evil capitalists. Not true. A more complicated and more honorable in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.